Syria's President Assad is vowing retaliation for any U.S. military strike on his nation. Assad made the comment in a rare interview he granted to CBS. He also told interviewer Charlie Rose that the United States has no evidence proving that his government used chemical weapons. Andrew Tabler is senior fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. It was odd to hear and see Assad's voice. I mean, after a lot of news on Syria, we almost expect for his persona to be a key part of the story, and yet he seems discreet. So what is he, a private or public person?
President Assad is a private person, but he gives many, many more interviews and has over his presidency than his father, Hafez. This latest interview, he is his usual quirky self, revealing small bits of data and a few veiled threats.
Yeah, what stood out for you in terms of that the small threats and veiled bits of data?
He seemed a bit nervous, very talkative, and came back with a lot more questions with Charlie Rose than answers. And he was very clearly dodging around his chemical weapons stockpile, as well as what might happen if the United States struck Syria in order to enforce President Obama's red line.
Andrew, have you ever met Bashar al-Assad yourself?
I have on a few occasions. And I can tell you that he is was very ill at ease in the interview, but it wasn't exactly completely revealing. I think that there's a lot that the Syrians would like to keep behind the scenes for the moment, specifically concerning their response to a strike.
Based on what you saw in that interview, and apparently the whole interview is going to be broadcast on Charlie Rose tonight, how does he seem in terms of 2.5 years of the civil war? Has it affected him?
I think it has. I think he realizes that a U.S. strike would be very detrimental to his overall effort, together with Hezbollah and the Iranians. And I think his threats concerning what happens in the event of a strike are some of the usual threats he throws out there. But instead of going up against Israel this time, as he normally does, he's going up against the United States. And this would be a first.
As far as how he appears in that video and what you know of him, do you think the 2.5 years for Bashar al-Assad, has it been positive in terms of his own loyalists? Has it been an affirmation of his strength, or has he lost a lot of good friends along the way?
Well, the base of the regime has narrowed considerably. It's always been centered around the Assad family, but now the current construct of the regime is centered around, you know, the Assad family and his immediate cousins. Its overall penetration into Syrian society as a whole, though, has gone down considerably, particularly in the majority Sunni areas of the country. So he's reigning supreme, but really only over about 40% of Syrian territory. And I expect that the way it's going to remain for some time, as Syria is effectively divided into at least three, if not more, parts.
We've heard the phrase butcher of Damascus thrown around a lot by folks in the media, especially. I guess fair to say that we know that portrait of Assad now. He even denied to Charlie Rose in the interview that saying he's not a butcher and more like a doctor who has to cut off the leg to prevent gangrene. Globally and regionally, who has a soft spot for Assad?
The Iranians and Russia. But I think even, to be honest, their leaders have to look at what Assad is doing. I mean, it's not in Iran's interest or Russia's interest for Assad to be carrying out this assault on his own people or using chemical weapons or other strategic weapons. Remember, he's fired over 300 Scud missiles on his own population as well. Once you begin using strategic weapons on your own people, it's hard to come back from that politically. And I think his allies know that Assad will not be coming back politically over all of geographic Syria as it is on the map.
Another thing Assad said in the Charlie Rose interview regarding a possible U.S. strike on Syria and Syrian retaliation, he said, expect everything, referring presumably to a lot of counter-violence that he might not have any control over. When Syrians hear that, and I assume they heard some of this interview, clips of it, what do they think? Are they scared? Do they see this as the usual bluster?
They see it as the usual bluster. I think that, you know, the ball would be in Mr. Assad's court. He and his allies could respond against the United States elsewhere in the region. But no matter what happens, the war in Syria is going to go on. And that's really the heart of this matter.
Andrew Tabler, author of In the Lion's Den. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.